Welcome to Executive Talk. My name is Maurice Washington. I'm your host. Today we're finishing up a two-part series, Fear Has a Family Tree. In our first series, we spoke about what exactly is a fear and how it shows up in our business, and just basically identifying those potential fear places. But in today's show, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about fear as a whole. What is the exact solution? And also, how can we identify the fear and how can we get through it? So before I get started with the show, what I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and recap our first show so that way you have context as to what we're going to speak about today. So the reason why I think people fear business is I feel like there's business ownership offers a level of uncertainty. And also family and friends thoughts. That can be a huge fear point for business owners. Also the judgments that we run into in the marketplace. Also, it exposes insecurities. Failing and also losing what you already have is a big deal when it comes to business ownership. And also, I position these specific words and I call them fear seeds. And those fear seeds are sabotage, chaos, stress, avoidance, panic, worry, inconsistency, and also procrastination. So So when we say that we're stressed or, you know, we're avoiding things, those are kind of symptoms of fear. So that's the way that we want to position this conversation with those words. So what I want to do is also talk about how those words replicate into our business. So the illustration that I have is I have an illustration of an oak tree. An oak tree is obviously very strong, very foundational, and that's how fear is in your business. So some of these key words, the sabotage, the chaos, the stress, the panic, worry, avoidance, inconsistency, and procrastination, it develops into the fear. And so truth be told, fear is very real. And so the way that the fear replicates into your business is through the branches. It branches off into your annual revenues, the bad client relationships, the no follow-up, the offering too much, maybe your confidence highs and lows, daily habits, bad time management, ineffective activities. So this is what it looks like in your business. We also went to entrepreneur.com to kind of see what they had to say. And they had the top 10 fears of business owners and entrepreneurs. So not knowing where to start was number one. Number two is not being an expert, being considered lazy, not finding funding, not being believed in, also not attracting new customers, being incapable of handling success, failing the family, and not earning enough to recover an investment, and everything goes wrong. So those are some of the things that we keyed in on last week in our show, in our first show. But let's go ahead and discuss what exactly is that fear, because I think it's very important for us to understand that. So here's a quick concept, is that you can fake your fears. I feel like you can fake nervousness. I feel like you can fake your fear of public speaking. I feel like you can fake your fear of knowing what you're doing. Also, you can fake being extremely busy. We can also fake being productive. So you hear the statement in the marketplace all the time, you can fake it till you make it. So I really truly believe that you can. So those are some of the things that you can fake. But there's something specific that you cannot fake. And truth is, what is the fear? The uncertainty in business equals the fear in business, which equals the revenues. Revenue is a key element that everybody fears in business, and that is the fear. And the thing that you hear also in the marketplace is you can't fake numbers. Numbers tell the whole story regardless. So unfortunately, the worst thing about this particular fear is that everything we do in business always relates to revenue. So what exactly are you going to be able to do with that? So let's identify the impact of this revenues and why is it so important? Why does it pop up so much? So let's go ahead and take a quick example here and let's think about an entrepreneur that's been in business for about 5 years. So within this 5 years, the first year, this entrepreneur made $50,000. And then the second year, this entrepreneur did $80,000. Third year, it's kind of a rough year, went down to $45,000. Fourth year, $65,000, and then $75,000. So you saw a gradual increase over this year. So what's the truth about the years in business? the truth about the years in business is that it's the monetary part of business. So for that first year, it only represents specific to what and it represents a specific time and space. So let's take year two, for example. Why was that such an impactful year? Did the economy shift your way? Did you get a lump sum of cash and or did you have a huge account that really impacted your year and adjusted everything that you had? What exactly does that mean? Because if you look at the third year, the huge dip of that $45,000, does that represent a loss of that big account? Does that represent a family issue, something that got in your way of making that money? And then, as you can tell, you gradually, this particular entrepreneur gradually increased the revenue over the fourth and fifth year. So the truth is, we can't really focus in on the fact of how each year works because it represents a time and space. The truth in revenues is you have to look at the accumulation. You have to actually look at the true story. So the true story is the accumulation. So over these 5 years, this particular entrepreneur earned $315,000. And truth be told, that's not too shabby at all. That's something that you can really feel happy about. But you have to take it a step further. And that step further is look at the average gross revenue. So you accumulated $315,000, but then if you take your averages over that 5 years, you're sitting at $63,000 as an average gross revenue. And that right there is a true story, and that's actually your relationship to revenue in your business. So now what we did is we uncovered the uncertainty, and now we're bringing the truth to the table at this point. So this is where the discussion actually starts. So then after you understand your averages and where exactly you're at, you have to ask yourself these questions next. How much of that accumulation, so this goes back to the accumulation of that $315,000, how much have you saved over that period of time? So you have 5 years of accumulating $315,000. What does your bank account represent at that current moment in time? Were you able to save $50,000? Were you able to save $20,000? Or maybe you're somewhere hovering over $1,000. There's a relationship to money on that. So, next question. Have you set your business up so your finances can help you feel secure? What is your specific, so in knowing that there's an uncertainty issue in the very beginning of opening up your business once you got your tax ID and you started your first day, What is your security level? What do you need to actually feel secure to naturally operate and not think about money as you're out there working your business? What is your business recovery system? That's a very, very viable question. When you think about what happened in 2008 to everybody, okay, no matter if you're an entrepreneur or you work for a specific company, what is your recovery system? If that was to happen next year, would you be ready? Would you go through it cleanly? Or would you have major turbulence in your business and you're potentially running out of business? What have you set up year to date to make sure that your business is always in a recovery mode and can securely continuously grow? So when is your exit date? You know, we'll get into this a little bit earlier, but when you opened your business, did you open your business with intention? Did you open your business with the intention of over the next 10 years, I'm going to have my business and this is what's going to happen? Or did you just open your business because you just wanted that to be what you did for the rest of your life? And we'll show you the impact later on. So within these four questions, you're going to have these three emotions. Either you're going to be happy. You're going to be totally excited that you've addressed at least three or four of these issues. And the fourth one you're working on. So no matter what order, you're happy that you've really been taking inventory on that. Or you could just be feeling okay about it. You can just say, well, you know, I'm aware of them. I've discussed a couple of them, but I'm still unsure. But, you know, I feel okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Or you can be just flat out irritated. And so with you being irritated, that means that you're still unsure of your business model. The uncertainty is taking over your everyday interactions. Okay, that means that you have not addressed maybe three or four of these issues. And so it's leaving you in a weird place right now for your business to truly start to excel. And that's something that you have to really take inventory on. And with that inventory, I think it also starts with the definition of success. Because I don't know what the rule of thumb is in business, but every time you talk to an entrepreneur, typically, and this is typically, their definition of success looks like this. Well, you know, now that I'm a business owner, I want to make a 6 or 7 figure income. You know, my dream is to have multiple houses, cars, a boat. You know, there's just this extravagant lifestyle on the back end of business ownership that they're setting themselves up for. Also, maybe they're setting themselves up to have employees. Maybe they want to hire somebody else to help them with their day-to-day, and that was their dream and that was their vision. Maybe it was multiple locations. Maybe they wanted their business represented in Colorado, California, and also Florida. Maybe that's what they wanted to do so they can potentially travel to these locations, or maybe just travel outside of the world whenever they want to. Maybe they set up their business so they can come and go as they please. So maybe that was your true definition of success. So then let's think about the impact of your definition of success from that entrepreneur that says this is where they want to be versus what you're actually doing in your average and your gross average. So the $63,000, what does that represent? Does it represent a mental max earning cap that you've already been placed in and that you weren't aware of? What exactly does that mean to you? Does that represent a comfortable lifestyle to you? At the very least, you know what $63,000 looks like for your lifestyle, and that's okay with you. And there's nothing wrong with that. But just being aware, so when you're making your goals and your success goals, if this is where you're at, you need to really truly focus on accepting or progressing through that particular average gross revenue. And also, does it on some level identify a financial worth? Maybe you didn't realize that was an issue. Maybe you didn't realize that was a challenge. So make sure that you really identify what does that mean to you, because it means there's a reason why you're hovering in that area. So what is the impact of the $63,000? Why is it such a big deal? If that's my average, you know, it's not that shabby, but what's the impact? How is that showing up in your business? So this is typical. So before I say that, I want to make sure that I address that. That is a typical situation that I believe in business ownership, you will either be minus $15,000 or you'll be plus $15,000 in your business. I think on any given year, that's where you'll find yourself. I also believe that your business model is set up in such a way that it's almost impossible for your goals to exist. So if you have aspirations of making a 6 or 7 figure income, and your business model is set up for your average of the $63,000 unknowingly, then there's the issue right there. So then the uncertainty of what does it look like to actually make 6 figures, if you're stuck in the time warp on that and you're still focusing in on that $63,000, your business model is structured that way to address the $63,000, that is a huge issue right there. So that's where that fear comes in. And this could also be an unknown conditioning from your past career. Maybe you had a career where that was the highest income that you made, or you had $80,000 or $100,000 at some point. And within that year, you had a great lifestyle. You got really settled, things were great, and there was no question about how you lived at that point, and money was not an issue. And maybe you got conditioned that that's where you want to be. Above all else, that's where you condition yourself. So when we talk about the fear seeds, they actually represent fear habits. So not only are they fear seeds that develop the fear, but they also are your go-to fears. They're the things that kind of come into the place of, well, if I start going over and above my actual goal, well, let me create some fear habits so that way I don't go over and above and I don't feel that angst to actually be successful. And truth be told, if you really want to get down to the dirty details of this impact of the $63,000, this fear actually costs you, in this particular example, if your true aspirations is a six-figure income, this fear can cost you $37,000. So if we look at the numbers over this period of time, in year 4 and year 5, how you had to climb back up, and also the first year. When you look at where you're sitting and what the impact within those 5 years, there's $37,000 on any given year that's really messing up your averages and keeping you at a specific place. And you really, really have to truly take a look at the impact of that fear in the average gross revenues, because it's a $37,000 loss and difference to actually reaching your true area of success and your true definition. So that 6 or 7 figure income starts there. So you have to start potentially with six figures before you get to 7, depending on how everything is set up. So I want to go to the solution. What is the solution of this whole bubble? So it starts with you. So if you think about it, it starts with your mindset on business. And it starts with your mindset on revenue. If revenue is truly specifically the area that we all need to focus in on, it starts with you. What is your relationship to money? So what that means is take inventory on your fear habits. When things go really, really well, what do you revert back to sometimes when they go well? So let's say you have 3 months of doing really well in your business, and then do you get comfortable? You say, whew, I've been doing an extremely good job. There's no need for me to do anything more. I'm okay. I'm going to go ahead and take a long vacation, and then I'm going to start only working 3 or 4 days out of the week. Or when your fear habits, what exactly happens when things are going really good, and then sometimes a circumstance that was unexpected happens, what do? Do you revert back to a fear habit? Do you start to sabotage everything that was created at that time up until that point because that's your go-to? How severe is this fear with your business in relationship to the growth of revenues? I also think entrepreneurs should always, always have a hard conversation with yourself regarding money. Money is one of those things that you've been raised with, obviously. You've seen your parents make money. You've seen your friends make money. Okay, you may have grown up with a lot of money, maybe have a various level of expectations on yourself that you're putting on yourself, and you may not feel comfortable to reach that level. Okay, maybe you've seen somebody make 6 figures or 7 figures, but you've seen their attitude and it turned you off in some weird way, because maybe they became really mean to people. Maybe they forgot where they came from, and now their relationship to money is that they're over and above, and you don't want to be that person. So what is your mindset when it comes to seeing people make money, and do you feel worthy of making that 6 or 7 figure income? So also identify the return on investment in your business. So if you turn your business and start looking at it as a return on investment, what various levels of return on investment do you actually have in your business? And it's very important for you to really understand this concept that each day, each month, okay, so there's various levels of return on investment. So you have your weekly income or biweekly income that you can make in your business. You also have your monthly income that you can make in your business. You also have the amount of savings that you can put each month in your business as well. What about your annual revenues that you have? So you have each year represents a return on investment of that time that you put into your business. And you're not subject to a specific amount per year. It can always raise dramatically or decrease dramatically, either way. But you have to look at your business as a return on investment. So then let's think about the potential of the sale of your business. Nobody really thinks about setting up their business in the very beginning as a sellable asset. So it is a sellable asset. It is something that somebody else can purchase times 3 of what it's worth. But if you set it up correctly, which is the value of that exit date that we spoke about earlier, when you know your exit date, what you're going to do in your business is you're going to focus on time. You're going to focus on your pricing. You're going to focus on the time. You're going to make sure that each of your activities leans towards that 10 years or 15 years, whatever your number is. But without that exit date, what you're actually setting yourself up to do is saying, well, that year was okay. Well, it doesn't matter this year. If something happens this year, it's okay because I'm in this for the real long haul. This is my retirement vehicle, so it doesn't really matter. So the impact on that exit date can dramatically shift the way that you handle your business. So you actually really, really, truly need to know exactly what that exit date is and what it represents for your business. So I feel like these are the actual solutions when it comes to that uncertainty in your business, because revenue is an uncertain fact. One thing that you can be assured on is if you make a phone call, you make 20 phone calls, you can set up a meeting. Those are the certain parts. Those are the things that you actually have control over your business. But the things that you don't have control over is when a sale is going to happen, how that sale is going to look. If there's going to be a client issue, you don't have control over those things. You can take certain measures, but there's a big uncertainty, and that's the business ownership. And it all relates back to revenue. So what I'd like for you guys to do is make sure that you follow the conversation. We're going to keep on having these topics of discussion because it's very important for business owners to not only understand the development of their business, but it's also to understand the pitfalls of business ownership. Because business ownership does not have to be hard, but you have to be acutely aware as to what exactly are the challenges within and also the whys and how to get through those whys. So this is why we have this show. So I would like for you to follow us here on Facebook under Executive Talk. Also follow us on Twitter under Exec Talk. That's E-X-E-C Talk. Then we have our meetup group. So if you want to join us and see when our next shows are, follow us on our meetup group under Executive Talk Business TV Show. And also under Instagram under Executive Talk. So these are the ways to follow us. And also we also welcome your questions and concerns under Executive Money Inc. .net, and just feel free to leave your comments, questions, and concerns, and we'll most certainly address them, and maybe your topic can be our next show. So I want to thank everybody who's watching here online, and we'll see you next time for our next topic. Thank you very much.